Ben and I were talking about this passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we didn't share it in the first service. We were talking about it between services, so we're going to share it here. There's nothing worse than the youth guy or the worship guy trying to get up and finish out the pastor's sermon for him. You know, put the icing on the cake. That's not what this is. This is just a very applicable passion. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Maybe a month back, David Ferguson preached. He's our pastor out at Commerce. And he shared a phrase in the midst of his sermon that said, the people of God need to set their minds on God's sovereign purposes. And to set your mind on God's sovereign purposes, well, he reveals his sovereign purposes in his word. And sometimes you see patterns. This morning we looked at this entire pattern of following in the affliction that Christ suffered and doing it gladly and joyfully and willingly because he did it. And another thing that it was in 2 Corinthians 4, I'm going to start in verse 6. I'm going to read through a few verses and consider the pattern that is shown here. It's different from what is sometimes communicated. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. For God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So this is good. God has shown a light in our hearts. The same God from Genesis 1 who said, let light shine out of darkness, that same God shone in your heart so that you would know Christ, so that you would know God. It says, he shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. It says that light that he shone in our hearts, that treasure that he gave us, was given to us as jars of clay. We're the jars of clay. One of the things, any of the archaeological digs that were done unearthed jars of clay. They're common and they're fragile. That's us. Very common, very fragile. Nothing special about it. And what we see, the pattern, if we set our mind, as Colossians 3 says, set our minds on the things above. Ben has talked many times about how when we set our minds on worldly temporal things, we overvalue those and we tend to undervalue eternal things. If we want to do what it says, set our minds on things above, set our minds on God's sovereign purposes, this paints a picture that God shines a light in your heart and then he gives you over to death. It's not the most encouraging passage. The first time I read through it, I was like, wait, surely there's a typo here. Something's not adding up, because a lot of what I've heard even growing up is God shines a light in your heart, and then you realize just how wonderful life is, and then you'll live a charmed life, and things are just a little bit better than the unbeliever. And that's not the way it is. This paints a picture that God shines a light in your hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And not but a few verses later, it says, for we who live are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. This is not a hopeless thing. This is the most hopeful thing that you can ever encounter, because it is in Christ and it is solidified in the life that he lived and in his resurrection. So I share that as an encouragement. God's sovereign process, he shines a light in your heart and you're given over to death, affliction, persecution. And the thing that Romans 8 tells us is that in the midst of those things, it's not the absence of those things, but it's in the midst of the persecution, nakedness, danger, the sword, undesirable circumstances, whatever they may be. In the midst of those, it's not that he loves us and he takes us from them, but in those, through those, no matter how horrible or ugly they are, God, by his power that he puts on our lives, we get through them in a way where we're more than a conqueror, is what the scriptures say. More than a conqueror. It means we don't just eke by, we don't just, oh, I'm glad that's over, we barely got through. We get through them in a way where we are more than a conqueror because of the love and the power of Christ. And to be more than a conqueror means you get through it in a way where you joyfully glorify God, because he's a sovereign God who's worthy of all worship and all glory. Y'all stand as we pray and dismiss. God, I confess the message from this morning, the these verses that are just over and over and over again ingrained into our minds, they intimidate me, and they can be frightening. They can be they can seem undesirable to hear. But God, we know that your word tells us, as we set our minds on the things above and we set our hearts on the things above, that your grace and your mercy enables us to see things with eyes that are not normal. God, we know that in Christ, you've given us all we need to persevere and endure through whatever we're in the midst of. And so, God, I pray that as we leave here as a people united in Christ, as a people knowing that our created purpose is for your glory and your honor, as we leave here knowing those things, my prayer is that we would set our minds on the things above, persevere, and endure to the end, and seek to glorify you in everything. Whether we're on the top of a mountain or in the deepest valley, whether we're experiencing crazy joy or heartache and sadness, whatever it is, God, we know that no one can snatch us from the palm of your hand. That's impossible. And so, God, we count it joy. We love you. We count you as not just Lord and Savior, but our greatest treasure. And we pray that you'd be glorified in our lives. God, as we leave this place, we pray that you would enable us and encourage us in that. And I pray that also, as a people who are designed to be in community with one another, that we would encourage one another and build one another up in love as we endure through whatever is here tomorrow. God, we love you and we praise you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all have a good day.